most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Hollywood, California. Our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you to question your career reality. Now, this show is for you if you were, are, or might be considering a career in the entertainment industry. Our guests provide advice and resource information, tips on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in show business. Now, our guests work in various professions of entertainment, so that means that we will definitely have someone on the show sooner or later from a career that you are interested. So I have to tune in every single week and just stand by and read the emails and listen to the chatter and know when someone's coming on that has a career that you want to make a success for yourself. Now, if you want to check out our past guests, read their bios, listen to their interview instantly, or download one of the shows, you want to go directly to the LA Talk Radio website. That's latalkradio.com, latalkradio.com. And if you're listening now, you probably, if you're listening live, you're already there. It's right at the top. So you just click the link right at the top of the website that says Channel 1. You scroll down, look for the graphic of our show, Question Reality, click the link, and this will take you directly to our archive page. And there you can view the list of all of our past guests, see what their titles are for, again, the career that you might be interested. And our shows are also available for download on iTunes or to just listen to them as well. And they are under the podcast section on iTunes. You just type in Question Reality Radio in the search box, and there you will find us all the way from 2008 to present. So lots of shows for you. Now, if you want to find out about our future guest, visit the official Question Reality website, and that is questionrealityshow.com. Questionrealityshow.com. And that has all of the guests that are scheduled all the way up until the end of April. We have become so popular. Thank God. Hallelujah. Praise Allah, Muhammad, whoever else is out there that we believe in. We are booked usually 6 months to a year in advance. So I'm just so excited. And thank everybody who wants to be on the show. And we just love you. And all the fans love you. And I get tons of emails. And I tell you, we have some people coming back as regulars. The film critic Betty Jo Tucker comes back. We also have a psychic consultant that comes back, and he's a celebrity consultant. He's done Rachel Ray, and oh my gosh, I could give you a whole list, but we do have some regulars. So excuse me, you come on the show and you're a hit, boy, you're going to come back and you're going to be the toast of the town out here in LA. So hopefully that happens. Now, if you want to be a guest on the show, if you work in the industry and you want to be a guest, you do not have to be in Los Angeles to come into our radio station. You can actually do a remote show like our guest is doing today. And you would just go to the questionrealityshow.com website, send us an email, and we'll get back to you. Check it out and let me know if you have anyone, if you yourself or anyone wants to be a guest on the show to help our listeners help their dream career come true. Now, we have a fantastic, wonderful, incredible, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious guest today named Jen Romero, and she is a writer and a comedian, and also a mom of the year. So, my God, you say you can't do it all. Well, Jen Romero is doing it all. So for all of you moms out there who think, oh, my God, I could never be a comedian, but I've always dreamed it, but I've got a deadbeat husband, and, you know, I'm in a dead-end job. Well, Jen is doing it, and she is going to tell you how to do it. And by God, also, Phyllis Diller did it. So, come on, you can do it, too. So we're going to hear little tips from Jen today. Jen Romero is I don't know if she's being managed. She'll have to correct me if I'm wrong, but I know she is with Joel Richardson from The Comedy Point, and we've had him on the show, and he was a sure hit success, and he has referred a lot of comedians to the show, which I really appreciate, and Jen Romero is one of them. So if you want to check out Jen while we are going through our lovely advertisement about to happen in 5 or 10 seconds, you can check her website out. It's thehouseofvon.com, thehouseofvon.com, and she is also available on Twitter at thehouseofvon, and she can be found at thecomedypoint.com, thecomedypoint.com, which again is a website from Joel Richardson, and she is, I believe, a writer for The Comedy Point. So we'll find out a little bit in a minute. First, I want to tell you about a wonderful website. Now, I have seen this website in many, I get tons and tons of emails from people wanting me to advertise their businesses on the show. And I have to be very careful because I want to make sure that they are definitely legit and that they've been around a while, they've been established, and that I have personally heard from friends that they are actually worthy of their place on the Question Reality Show. So I have seen this particular website and emails, as I'm sure a lot of you have who are actors. It's called CATS, CATZ.com, also known as The Casting Project. So it's The Casting Project, also known as CATS, K-A-Z-T.com. Now, I just found out from a friend of mine who booked through them and actually got called for another audition, and she said it was such a wonderful experience. She got paid, which is very important when you're checking out these websites, that you make sure if you get paid, first legitimate, like, yes, they have an establishment and it's not out of a laundry on Sunset Boulevard, the back of a laundry. So they actually have an establishment. They're located at 4111 West Sunset Boulevard, 4111 West Sunset Boulevard, Suite 113 in Los Angeles. And the phone number, I'm going to give that to you while I'm giving the address, area code 866-925-2298. Now, what this is, it seems to be, now again, I have not had personal contact with them, but a very good friend of mine for over 15 years just booked something with them. As she had seen them for a while, she finally decided to check them out, and she got booked a national commercial, and it worked out very well, and she just got called for something else. So you might want to check it out. Again, it was just voted Backstage Reader's Choice winner, and it's a website that helps connect actors with productions that are currently casting. Now, before you begin delving into these services and the content that's available on these sites, you definitely want to take a moment to review the terms of services. And that usually is at the very bottom of a website, and the terms are the legal and binding agreement that you as a user need to know about before you get involved in any of these websites, because it can end up disastrous. But this one seems to be legit, and more and more people are telling me that they've auditioned for them. It's really cool. If you go there, you will see a lot of casting notices that are for current projects. And what they do is they provide the following services to actors for free. Of course, they do have a paid service, but for free, you have access to a list of the audition opportunities on their CATS job board, which will pop up as soon as you type in the website. You also can put yourself on this website for free. They host actors' headshots, resumes, and your acting reels. And then you have access to the private feedback as an actor from the casting directors for whom that you've auditioned for. So when such feedback is available, not all casting directors do that, some do. some don't. So that's what you're going to get for free. So it doesn't hurt to go on there and at least list yourself. And they do have auditions, from what I understand, for people all over the country that productions are being cast. So it's not just here in LA or New York. So I heard that they're doing some stuff in Texas, Florida, Chicago, even in Seattle. I heard something about Seattle as well. Now, they also have services which you can purchase. These are the CATS premium services, and upon the initial payment by you as an actor, it will continue until you till the expiration of your contract, or however they do it. Again, I don't know. I haven't gone through the process, or I should discontinue. So once you sign up, you are you have the ability to submit for the auditions that are posted on the job board. So if you don't pay, you get to see them. You can still post yourself. There is a chance that a casting director will see you on the board and call you in without you signing up for the services, but you won't be able to submit until you become a member. And that's just standard operating procedure for any of these audition websites. That's how it works. That's how they make their money. So when you become a member, you also the casting directors have access to the audition videos that are hosted on the website, and then you have the ability to forward the actor's audition videos to third parties if you're an agent or a manager, and you can upload uptakes of your unsatisfactory auditions, because they do tape them. So there you go, another access for the actor to find work. So check it out. Be very cautious. Again, I heard from a friend it went very well, but then you have to make that decision yourself. So CATS.com, CATS.com. Check it out and send me some emails. If you have a bad experience, tell me, because I want to know. I don't want to advertise for people that aren't on the legit. All right. Now, let's go back to our guest today and talk a little bit about Jen Romero. Now, Jen, interestingly enough, was named one of the most annoying people to have as a Facebook friend by the people of the cyber world. I cannot even believe that, because she seems so sweet. I can't imagine her ever being annoying. Jen is also known as the Vaughn, and she is apparently full of zest, wit, and inappropriate statements. I love that. And she's performed stand-up comedy at an array of clubs, such as the Eastfield Comedy Club in New York City, Club Taboo in Philly, the Looney Bin on Staten Island, New York, and Willie McBride's in Hoboken, New Jersey. How about that? I love that name. Now, Jen also books talent and writes for the Comedy Point radio show. We're going to hear more about that. And she has, from what Joel tells me, a hilarious sense of humor. And she has, of course, quick wit. Why wouldn't she? Her name is Jen Romero. And she has unique writing skills. And this has gained her plenty of recognition among the veteran comedians on Twitter. And Twitter has led her to book some of the top-notch guests, such as Jesse James, Sarah Bernhardt, excuse me, and Jim Norton. I'm not familiar with Jim Norton. I have to look him up. Now, Jen has also been featured on TLC's A Baby Story, MTV's Beach House, PerezHilton.com, and the dating show Change of Heart. That was one of my favorite shows. I love that show. And we are going to talk to her now. So have you fallen asleep, Jen Romero, through my blah, 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 yak, yak, yak session?
I am awake, very much awake. I don't think I could keep up with your energy. I hope I can.
Well, few have been able to do that, but a lot have tried. No, you know, it's just, I love talking to people. People say, what is my secret? There are no drugs or alcohol involved. Chocolate in a mat, just mass amounts of chocolate. But other than that, it's just me, because I love people. I love talking to people, especially talented people like you. You are what keeps the world turning, spinning, and exciting for the rest of the people who know you. So thank you so much for being on the show. I love comedians.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Well, let me ask you, my darling, when you, first of all, what my discussion topics, I want to focus on the two big ones, which are, and we'll get however you want to answer this or whenever. I want to know eventually, what does it take to become a comedian? How does a person find out if they have what it takes to be a comedian? And also, I want to know what types of jobs one can get to supplement their income until they book the big gig. So let's start with those questions. What do you think it takes to become a comedian? Because I tell you, who doesn't think they're funny as hell? Maybe the monks, but even they do jokes. Who doesn't think they're not funny? But you know what? I try to tell people there's a difference between being funny to your friends and your family and then going up on stage and actually being funny in front of strangers. And maybe we could start with that. What does it take to be able to do that where you can be funny to your friends and family members and be able to get up on stage and make people laugh?
Yeah, it's number one, timing. You need really good timing. When you're having a conversation with your friends, you're not thinking about it. It's completely different when you're on stage and there's a spotlight on you and a room of people staring at you, and you need to deliver a joke with the right, you know, time fashion. It's very, very hard. And, you know, I've only been doing this for about a year, and I'm still not mastered at it. But that's one of the key things into being able to be funny on stage, instead of just with your friends.
That is true. That's one of the reasons I wanted you on, because you are a beginning comedian, D-I-E-N-N-E, which, by the way, people sending in those emails, females are known as C-O-M-E-D-I-E-N-N-E, which is the female version of comedian. It does take, there is a difference. Now, how are you, what do you think it takes to prep you, if you're only doing jokes in front of your family and friends, which is the right thing to do to find out if you're even remotely funny, then how do you get from that point to going on stage? Now, I know the answer to that, but I want to hear your answer to that.
I honestly started out writing. I was writing. I had a couple of hardships in my life. I got a blog, started writing. People were telling me I'm funny. I believe it. I was making myself laugh.
That's the very foundation of becoming a key comedian.
You gotta be a narcissist. You gotta be a narcissist.
Right, you do.
So they were like, "You're funny." I was like, "I know." And then I actually met Joel a few months after I started writing. He brought me on board to his show, The Comedy Point. And probably about maybe 7 months after that, they had a new talent show. Casey told me to give it a shot. And I got to tell you, it's not easy.
Right.
It's not an easy thing to do. Do like a deer in headlights at first. And I've bombed plenty of times, plenty where I said, I am not doing comedy anymore. I hate everybody. You know, that's it. I'm done.
Right.
But you keep going. You got to keep going.
What is it that keeps you going? Now, for the average person, if they went up, if they had an inkling that they wanted to be a comedian and they went up there and they bombed out, I know over half of them would never step foot on the stage again. What is it that you got to focus on to keep you going to get back up on stage? Because if you're humiliated and embarrassed and there's 40 million eyes on you, or at least it feels like that, what do you do to get back up there? What do you tell yourself?
Well, that's what it is. I love having all eyes on me the whole time.
Oh, you like that? Oh,
I love it.
Well, maybe you have to be a little bit of an exhibitionist, huh?
Of course. You need all that narcissism. You need to think you're amazing. Because if you don't think you're amazing, you're not going to go do it. If you don't think you're awesome.
Well, if you don't think so, who the hell else is going to think so, right?
And you need family and friends to be honest with you. My mother is brutally honest. It'll be nice where I thought I killed. And my mother will be like, you know, it was all right.
Right.
You were all right. There was plenty better than you. Thanks, Mom. Thanks for birthing. tell me I suck. You're the best.
You know, Jen, I'm so glad you say that, because one of the very things that I preach all the time is you really have to listen to, I prefer to listen to constructive criticism rather than have somebody sugarcoat things. Boy, I can't stand it when somebody thinks everything's great and you were fantastic and doesn't have a bad word to say. I don't trust people who do that. I don't trust them. I would rather have you be honest and at least give one thing I did bad, because you're not perfect. So what is your feeling on that? Don't you feel that you need to be around people who are honest, and you can't be getting depressed because they tell you you weren't the best? You do need that, right?
Absolutely. Do you ever watch American Idol and you see those people auditioning and they're like tone deaf and they can break glass and their
yes!
mother's sitting in the room with their friends and they're like, oh my God, what do you mean she didn't make it? You guys are delusional.
Oh, you all need
to be put in a sane asylum, because I don't get it. These people are crazy.
Yes, and I don't know how you get to that point where you will embarrass your sick ass up on national TV and you still walk away thinking that you got what it takes to be an American Idol. But it happens all the time, and that's also very much so in the world of comedy. In anything that you do, we may think that we are a lot better than we are, so we do need to have constructive criticism. Right? Now, that's a good point you brought up, because check this out. American Idol, you just brought it up. There are people, you want to be nice, right? And you want to say, oh my God, well, if you have a dream, you can do it. All it takes is hard work, da 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 da. But you know what, Jen? You do need talent. You do. It's got to be half and half. You have to have the talent, and you do have to do the work. Which falls in the talent, but you do have to have natural ability. You can be taught technique, correct? But having that comedic timing a little bit better than the person next to you is what is going to be what it takes to take you from working the comedy club circuit for 10 years to becoming a star, Rosie O'Donnell, or one of the big ones. And you won't know it if you have people telling you you're great, you're fantastic, and you just shelter yourself. So you should welcome constructive criticism, right?
I love it. I always tell everyone, and I used to tell Joel, because he was at a lot of the shows that he used to produce and I used to go on, and I'm like, listen, if I was bad, just tell me. Because I don't want to go on stage next time and everyone laugh at me. You want people to laugh with you, not at you.
Not at you for the spite of you. So don't be bummed out, people, if they say you suck. You may suck today, but then that'll make you want to write more jokes, be funnier. If you've got a little ounce of competition in you, it'll make you want to do better to prove the person was wrong. So it's going to hopefully instill you with a stronger character, correct?
I agree 100%.
Now, there are times, like on American Idol, where these people believe more than anything in the world that they have what it takes, and they do not. As you said, they're tone deaf. So there are situations that are going to come up where you may think you are the next Jim Carrey, but you may not, and you got to be prepared for that. You may not be as funny or have the natural ability to make it as a comedian, but that doesn't mean that you can't work in the world of comedy, which is my next question. Just because you don't make it as a comedian doesn't mean you can't work in other jobs in the comedy world. What would some of those be, Jen?
Writing.
Right.
If you're not funny,
though, on stage, are you funny off stage? That's a very good point. There are people who can do stand-up comedy but may not be funny, but maybe they write and they're funny, right?
Exactly. I was discouraged when I was dating someone for a few years, and when I was writing for almost a year, and when I decided that I was going to try stand-up, he looked at me and he said, you can't do that. And I'm like, well, why not? He's like, it's completely different. Writing is completely different than performing, which I agree with. Because you can sit at your computer and you can write something and not like a word and delete it. You know, you could take all the time you want to deliver one line or 10 paragraphs. Totally agree with it.
That is excellent. So there you go. If you try to be a comedian, do stand up, and you bomb out, or it's just too intense and it makes you urinate on yourself while you're standing there, it's not for you, honey. You need to think of other ways to be funny, and writing would be one of those ways. Now, what are, for the beginning comedian, what are some of the jobs that you can get to supplement your income until you book the big gig? And other than the typical waitress, bartender, are there any other jobs, excuse me, that you can get?
God, you know what? There's probably a lot of social media stuff. You know, if you look into that, if you're good, you know, with writing or comedy and you like to put yourself out there, you could probably find a job maybe online, like maybe, or PR, public relations, something that will put you out into the field where you can maybe make contact with celebrities at the same time and learn and make some money. You know, you're not going to get paid a whole lot, but maybe you could do something like that. Secretarial work for that. Just try and stay in the field.
Yeah, like you can try and be different creative so that people notice you, right? And as you said in your package, that it is the best free publicity of your time. And I like that.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. So you wrote that. You didn't even know that was a genius line, did you?
I'm a genius. I'm a genius.
You
got me pinpointed.
You say so many genius things you don't even remember. You said under the career advice when I was asking for 3 to 5 statements, you said use social media to your advantage. Try and be different and creative so that people notice you. It's the best free publicity of our time. And that is so genius because it is. It really is. And somebody might notice you and then offer to pay you. There are so many websites now. I mean, what are there any websites that you can think of where people could actually try to get a job as a writer doing some funny type writing?
Sure. Any of the newspapers, you know, they have blogs. Everybody has a blog column now. They all do it. They all hire. Even if you just submit, maybe you'll get paid $50, $75 for your submissions, you know, stuff like that. Everybody's doing it. It's all about online. You know, everybody's looking to write or to have writers or the next fresh new, you know, ideas. They're all looking for it. So if you just go online, you know, New York Times, SI Live, all that stuff, they have those columns and, you know, they pay you for your writing. Even if you do it once or you do it on a weekly basis or a daily basis, you still get paid for your work.
Exactly. And even if you're writing for something else, you can always add your funny in if you have the liberty to do so. And people will start noticing how funny you are. Now, another good way to do it, Jen, you have a blog, which is thehouseofvon.com. So I would suggest, and tell me if I'm right, but I would suggest starting a blog of, I don't know, whatever people blog about. I'm not a blogger, but there are people who blog about cooking and sewing and God knows what else they blog about. But start that and try to build up your database, send your emails out, advertise yourself, and try to get people to notice you via reading your blog. Am I right?
Absolutely. It's like a resume. It's a visual resume. It's probably the smartest thing that you can do. Because you always have to have something backing you up. Even if you think you're the greatest writer in the world, you know, if you want to go for that job, even an internship, you need to have something behind you that you can say, here, read this, read my work, you know?
Absolutely. Now, you said in your the package you sent me, shying down to people is unacceptable. I've never heard that term, shying down to people, and how it's unacceptable. But that was a part of the career advice that you gave to people. What does that mean?
Shying down, meaning if, you know, there's a lot of people out there that think they're better than you, think they could do better, or just don't want to see anybody do better than them. And they'll try and discourage you from reaching your goals or reaching your dreams. And, you know, there will be people that will tell you you're not good when it's the truth. And then there'll be people that tell you you're not good just so you can shy down and not progress with what you want to do. And that's, you know, that's basically, it's hard because if you want constructive criticism and you want to take it, you also have to keep in mind that there's going to be people out there that are going to give you criticism when it's not.
But it's malicious, right? It's malicious. It's meant to break you down rather than to tell you, well, it wasn't good, but, you know, maybe you can do better. Oh, I absolutely know. And that's pretty much in how it is in the world. It's not limited to comedy or acting or modeling. It that's just how some people are. So as soon as you can sniff them out, hopefully you have good instincts, then I would say get as far away from them as you can. Run for the hills, because those are negative people and you cannot afford to be around too negative of people. I mean, sometimes negative people bring out things that you really need to see, but not when they're doing it in a malicious way. Now, another thing that you said was that in your career advice, try not to annoy people. Nobody likes the annoying person. Now, I love that, but I have heard from spouses and mates of the comedian that they are the most annoying people to be with and around when they're not on stage. Is this true?
Oh, well, I know I'm a pro at having people not want to talk to me.
No, I think you're so sweet. I can't even imagine you getting on anybody's nerves. But if you give the advice and you annoy people anyway, what is one to do with you?
No, you know what I really meant was like say Facebook, Twitter. You know, everyone loves to promote themselves, especially comedians. Listen, comedians are narcissists. They love attention. There isn't a comedian that doesn't. This is what we do it for. You know, for the fame, for people, you know, gravitating to us. But when you overpromote yourself and you post things constantly about what you're doing, people, you know, they tend to be like, all right. You know,
people, please don't post things like, oh, I just clipped my toenails. I just pulled out a big, huge-ass piece of wax out of my ear. People, post that shit. I could die at some of the stuff that people post. And what that does, people, is have them not read your post, because people don't want to read all that crap. Make sure it is of some importance. Of some importance. If you think it's funny, write it, but not stuff about bodily parts and the extracting of or putting in of anything. So, you know, keep that in mind. Jen has a good point. If you do it all the time in excess, then people just seem to block you out. Correct?
Absolutely. You know, I have people that write that their husbands are cheating on them, that, you know, just all this stuff. They want a divorce. It's just like, oh my God, just shut
too
up,
much
already.
Information. I
get a therapist.
Too much information. I mean, you got to use social media to your advantage these days. You got to be on Twitter. And that's another thing, Jen. Let's talk about the people who are trying to pursue a career in the entertainment industry and do not take advantage of social media. I swear to God, you don't know how many. I own a website design business, and I tell you, I have a lot of artists. And I have to find out through friends of friends that they're performing. And I think, why is that not on their website? Why did they not send my assistant the update to put that on their website? Why are they not? They don't update their websites. They have shows. They don't update their websites. They don't have an email contact list. They're not, when they're out at shows, they're not collecting email addresses. And they're not, you are not doing everything you can to build up your fan base. And that's what you need to do. Am I correct?
Absolutely. Nobody, listen, I haven't picked up like a real newspaper in forever. I find out my news online. I find out people died online. Like, that's how I find out everything. Oh, so-and-so died. Oh, I saw it on Twitter. I know already. Without that, I would be dead. I wouldn't know anything. I wouldn't. I don't talk on the phone. I don't know how long I've talked on the phone in probably 5 years. I hate the phone. And believe it or not, I hate talking to people.
And that's what unfortunately our society has come to. For the people who like the social interaction, it's not a good thing, but that is where our world is heading, people. But you really need, if you are at the inception of your career, you have to promote yourself. You have to market yourself. You have to network constantly. And you've got to do it yourself if you cannot afford a public relations person, or if you don't have a mother or father who's going to do that for your brother or sister or somebody who's going to be out there pounding the pavement, you have to do it yourself. Don't think just because you're in a show that you're going to get discovered if you're not out there promoting and networking yourself. You have to do it.
No,
that's a word. You have to do it on Twitter. You have to update. Where are you going to be? You're going to be in a show. You know, when you're going to be, put it on Twitter, put it on Facebook, put it on your website, blog it, however, right? Or nobody's going to know who you are, but you've got to be building up your name. You've got to be branding yourself. Now, Jen, what are you doing to brand yourself?
Well, Priscilla, actually.
We know we've got the website, thehouseofon.com blog, and we know you're on the Comedy Point and Twitter, and I imagine Facebook as well. But what else are we doing?
Well, I just started a PR firm with my mother. And you know what it's called? Ready for this? The Vaughn Agency.
I love it. It's so sophisticated, chic, and bougie. Love it.
We're professionals. We have ID bracelets, and we're ready to rumble.
Oh, my God. See that? Now, what? There are PR firms. You know what? That is brilliant because, as I was just saying, everybody needs to network, market, and promote themselves. Well, look what you did. You went and just started your own PR firm. What's better than that? To have somebody promote you and promote yourself via the PR firm. Great. Excellent idea. You just got an idea off of Jen Romero. Not everybody can do it. I mean, you do have to have some skills. So
have to be a genius.
You have to be sort of a genius to do that. Now, there are PR firms that specialize in certain things, like there are sports PR firms, PR firms that deal with cooking. What type of PR firm are you going to be specializing in, if any at all?
Yeah, we're doing politics. My mother's really big into politics, which is also like comedy. So she'll be doing the politics side. I'll be doing the entertainment industry. And then we have a few clothing, you know, urban artists. You know, painters, clothing, all that kind of cool underground stuff that's going on. So we have a few of those clients as well. And it's really picking up, and it's a lot of fun. And I'm head of the social media networking aspect of it because I'm so good at it. I love doing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, one of the things, I have many friends that have PR companies, and one of my very, very best friends is from New Jersey. His name is Stephen Levine, just voted Man of the Year. Oh, my God, he gets an award every week for something. He has a PR agency called the Great Grapevine PR, and he represents a lot of famous people. And he started with just himself, and then he had a partner, I believe, and now he's back on his own, and he's never been more successful. And I had him on the show giving tips and advice, but one of the things, it's very hard to start a PR firm and have it be successful to whatever certain point. Again, there are different levels. There's the small, medium, the boutique, as we like to call, not small, but boutique PR firm, the middle, and the large ones, of course, for the A-list celebrities. Now, you're starting with your boutique firm. A lot of people in the entertainment industry wish they could afford a PR agent because it is kind of expensive and pricey. What does your PR firm offer the beginner, or do you not even deal with beginners? You deal more with people who are established? And if so,
no.
You know, how can you help the people that are or maybe you don't. Maybe because when you get to the point, let me just add this. When you get to the point where you're ready to hire a PR person, technically and realistically, you should be established. You should have a fan database. You should be on a career path where you're about to break it big, but you need that extra person to take care of it because you've become too busy to do it yourself. Is this what you're focusing on, or are you catering to a different type of crowd?
No, we're catering on, you know, we're catering to everybody. We have some very high-end politicians. We have some people in the entertainment industry, some people that have clothing lines that are just coming, you know, coming to source. We're getting them the tax ID numbers. We're teaching them what they have to do. We're also helping them start up. My mother is a businesswoman. She's been in business for quite some time. She's brilliant. Thank God I wouldn't be able, I tried this without her. And it didn't work. Everyone, we all quit on each other one day. Everyone's like, I quit. There was a bunch of Indians. There was no chief. So she's a chief. And, you know, we help anybody. We have packages as low as, say, $200 a month where we can help you do your press release, you know, contact the newspapers, get you right up, and hold your hand sort of to get you where you have to go. So it means friendly.
You do need, I mean, this is what I also highly suggest you, if you are a person who would love to have PR, but you just want to focus on the creative, which a lot of artists do, and I say artists meaning actors, singers, dancers, models, musicians, etc., then you need to get a manager, an agent, and you need PR, and they'll take care of that. Usually you don't have to do that, but some people elect to go directly to the PR person, but I think it's a great idea, but you really have to get the right PR person. And one thing that you can do to test them, which I did not know Jen Romero was or had started a PR firm, but one thing I did know about her is when I emailed her, she emailed me back immediately. And that is something you need when you're selecting a PR agent. You definitely need to look at those little signs, and that is, are they contacting you back right away? Are they emailing you back? Are they returning your phone calls? Because if they're not doing it and you haven't started with them, then they're not going to do it once you pay them that big-ass fee that they asked for. So that's one of the things I did want to say about you. So I know that you have excellent execution so far. Don't know what will happen when you get so busy, but hopefully you'll have an assistant.
Hopefully. Someone to get me coffee when I start drinking it. Something.
Well, you know, are you going to continue doing stand-up? I mean, what are your big plans now?
My big plan is to have my own Comedy Central special. That's my plan. I have a goal. I do have a goal. I will stay in stand-up comedy. There is absolutely no way that I'm going to give up. Unless the day my mother turns to me and says, listen, you suck. I'm sorry, but you suck. That's going to be the day I give up. Until then, I'm going to keep going. And I'm just, honestly, I'm getting better and better. And it takes years and years, I hear. Years and years to even be totally comfortable on stage. So I'm at that beginning point, but I'm going to keep going. And my goal is in 5 years to have someone turn on the TV and be like, oh, crap, there's Jen Romero on stage. You know, I even have the song picked out for when I come out.
I love it. Oh, my God. You already have your song? What's your song?
I do. I'm a psycho. It's Vita La Vida from Coldplay. I listen to it all day long in my car.
Oh, my God. I love it. And you know what? That is what you got to do. You've got to be able to envision it. You've got to see it happening. See the dream. Write it down. Get your vision board, right?
And you know what? I got to tell you, this is one thing I learned. I was in the shower the other day. And I was thinking to myself, because that's the only peace and quiet I have, because I have a 7-year-old. He'll be 7. I was thinking, like, you know, everybody, I'm going to be 32 in a few weeks. And everybody thinks, like, if you don't have a career by now, you know, you're doomed. You're doomed.
Right.
I didn't finish college. I went to be a teacher. New York has a freeze on, like, I would say 200,000 people that have master's degrees that are waiting to get hired. So I dropped out. I was smart. And then cut out my student loans where it ended. And I was thinking, stand-up comedy is one of the only careers where you're going to start out in your 30s because you need all that life experience.
Right.
Because if you don't have the life experience, you don't have the joke. You need to have kids or be divorced, have those bad relationships, you know, have those fights with people. You need all of that to be able to tell a story on stage. You know, you're not going to make it if you're 20 because what life experiences do you have? So that's a big point for people that are older and they're like, oh, you know, I'm so old. I can't get up there. I can't do it. You can. And you could probably do it better than anybody 10 or 15 years younger than you.
That's right. Because by then, people have just beat your ass up with agony and despair. And what is more funny to the person in the audience than hearing about how your life sucks? It makes them feel better, right? Everybody wants to hear that you're worse off than them. And by 32, you got some stories, people, right?
Absolutely. I've been married. I have a kid. I've had horrendous relationships. I've been on online dating. I've been there. I've been a horrible dog. Sheer misery.
You know what? And you've got the stories. And that's really that's a very good point that you brought up, because don't worry about reaching your peak or being too old to do comedy. One of my favorite comedians of all time, Phyllis Diller, how old was she when she got started? Like, what, 40 almost? 37? Yeah. I mean, and this was in the 50s.
Absolutely. So, there's a movie, it's called This Is My Life. And I watched it, I think I was maybe 10 or 12 when it came out, and I was mesmerized. It's about a mother of two, single mother of two, who's in her 40s, who started comedy and made it big. And I was like, wow, that's going to be me one day. I'm going to do that.
That's right. And just because you're married and have kids does not mean you can't be a comedian. There are so many people who are inspirations that have started careers later in life. There's, if you watch the show Desperate Housewives, there's the, oh God, I can't for the life of me remember, Mrs. Mikulski, I think it is. She's the neighbor. She's a little old lady, I'd say maybe in her 70s now. But she didn't even start until she was in her, God, don't quote me, but I think like 50 or 60, and she just got her start. She had worked, I think, in the post office. My husband told me this story. I have not looked it up to confirm it, but he said that she got started in her 50s or 60s, and she had worked at the post office or been an accountant or something. But anyway, she didn't get started until very, very late. She was in a play. It just so happened there was an agent sitting in the play, and he said, I want to work with you. Signed her. She's on Desperate Housewives. So it
happened.
Yeah, it is.
God damn it.
You know, stardom, success, celebrity is about talent, opportunity. What is it? What is it? Luck. It's when luck and opportunity meet, I believe. So you got to be prepping yourself to be prepared for when you meet the impresario, if that's an agent or whoever it is when you meet them. So, Jen, I think you are on your way to becoming. First of all, you got the star name Jen Romero, right?
Yeah, you think so?
Staten Island. Every time you say that, I think of Mob Wives. You're putting the Mob Wives in my mind. I love that show. I'm from Connecticut, so I'm all about the East Coast. I love Hoboken. I love Jersey comedy. I love Jersey Shore. So I'm all about that sort of
show.
I'm all over Jersey. I mean, some of the best times I had was partying in New Jersey in Red Bank and Egg Harbor in the 80s. So that's another show. But I wanted to tell you, I love my people from the East Coast. I think it's a really clever comedy style, so different than LA, I think. And I think that if you want to do it, you're going to do it. And I wish you the very, very best with your PR firm. And I want to thank you so much for being on the show, Jen. And I really wish that you would come back again, because I love your energy. You've got that energy. I love it. And I think that we should follow your career. What do you think?
I think everyone should too.
I think everybody who listened today needs to become a fan of Jen Romero.
Listen, goddammit, everyone listening.
Yes. By God. So if we go to Facebook, we can find you. What is it? Facebook.com. And then is it under Jen Romero or the House of Vaughn on Facebook?
It's Jen Romero. It's just Jen Romero. So just slash. And actually, J. If you do Facebook.com and then the / Jen Romero, it's J-E-N-N. That's when I had two N's in my name. I dropped one of them.
Oh, that's another thing, Miss Jen Romero. I have to be the devil's advocate for a minute. When you're starting out in your career and you're branding yourself, keep it consistent so people can find you. Use one name. Choose it carefully. Use one name so everybody can find you. If you keep switching names and changing it and this and that, people are not going to be able to find you. They're going to give up. And then what are you going to do? You're not going to have anything to eat or drink forever. All right, it is 5:50 and we have to sign off right now. Jen, I love you to death. Please come back.
Any time. Next time I'll fly out to LA and I'll be in studio for you.
Yay! Oh, my God. You know, we got to get you booked at the Ice House or the Improv.
I'm coming in April, baby.
Oh, my God. Well, give me a call. You got my number. Then say goodbye to your fans, Jen.
Goodbye, fans. Remember who I am. I'll give you all a dollar.
Jen Romero at thehouseofvon.com. Thank you for listening. We will see you next week on Question Reality. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.